إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعله عوجا الحمد لله رب العالمين All praises due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with a very serious deen. Our deen is not some new age spiritualism, feel good, Hakuna Matata affair. It's an affair that challenges us. It challenges us and places a mirror in front of us. It challenges us to overcome our nafs. And this is a jihad. Some say this is the great jihad, which indicates what? It's difficult. That it's difficult. That it's a struggle. That it's a battle. That it's not a joke. We cannot approach our deen as if it's a joke. This is a serious affair. Amrun azim. It's a great affair. It's an affair that we in this age, living in this age, have a tremendous responsibility. We are the heirs of the prophetic legacy. Al-ulama warathatu al-anbiya. The scholars are the heirs of the prophets. And the people follow the scholars. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulul amri minkum. O you who believe, obey the messenger, obey Allah and obey the messenger and those in authority amongst you. وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ أي الْعُلَمَاء وَالْأُمَرَاء. Those in authority amongst you, the scholars and the legitimate political authorities. And when there are no legitimate political authorities, we might say in this time, when our political authorities who represent the Muslims, who spend billions of dollars to Western armament companies, but they can't send a single missile, a single rocket, a single bullet to defend the Palestinians as they're slaughtered in the streets like dogs. So if there are no legitimate political authorities, al-ulama, then the scholars. So collectively, we have a tremendous responsibility. Our deen is ibadah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I've only created the jinn and the human that they worship me. As related from Ibn Abbas, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ that we know Allah, which is a different type of struggle. But the majority of the exegetes, that they worship me. So ibadah is critical. But so too is the refinement of our character. In terms of ibadah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, innama bu'ithtu mu'allima. I've been sent as a teacher. So he teaches us the legislative rulings. He teaches us the rulings of the religion. How do we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He teaches us the meanings of the Quran. So he teaches us that aspect of the religion. But he also said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَا مَحَاسِنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I've been sent to perfect good character. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. I've been sent as a teacher. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَا مَحَاسِنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I've been sent to perfect good character. So these are emphatic statements. إِنَّمَا normally say, إِنَّمَا يُفِيدَ الْحَصْرِ. Innama is a particle that conveys a meaning of restriction. So innama al-amalu bin-niyat. It's restrictive. Actions are only acceptable based on their, are judged rather based on the accompanying attention. Al-hasr. But if we say it's restricted to this or that, there are two statements. Now it's for emphasis. I've been sent as a teacher. I've been sent to perfect good character. And the two are equally important. I know, and many of the brothers and sisters here know, there are many cities in this country where there are Muslims from Muslim countries who, if they miss the first row in Fajr, the takbir of the imam, and you see them, you think their mother died. What's wrong, brother? I missed the first row for takbir. But they'll get up from the first row. After the imam makes the taslim, they'll go to the liquor store and open it up and sell poison to the people. A poison that destroys relationships. A poison that destroys families. A poison that destroys communities. A poison that Allah has cursed. And won't feel any shame or compunction in that. No. The worship is important. Yes, we should strive to be in the first row every day for every prayer that we can. That's critically important. But we should understand that we should also strive to perfect our character. If you want to know the importance, Sahih Hadith an Aisha radiallahu anha. Qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ السَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ السَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. That a believer will attain through his or her good character the rank of a person who fasts perpetually and spends most of every night in prayer. A Muslim, a believer, through his or her good character, will attain the degree in the mu'mina, la yudriku, will attain bi husni khuluqihi, through the goodness of his character or her character, darajat as-sa'im al-qa'im, the rank of one who fasts except the days is not permissible, and spends a good portion of every night in prayer. They go together. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described by his Lord, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on a lofty standard of conduct. You're on a lofty standard of conduct. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Aisha radiallahu anha, she also relates, كَانَ سُئِلَ عَيْشَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا عَنْ خُلُقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَقَالَتْ كَانَ قُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His character was an embodiment of the Qur'an. His character was an embodiment of the Qur'an. كَانَ قُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. there's a lofty standard. Al-Qur'an al-Azim. Wa innaka ala qulukin azim. All of the character traits that are mentioned in the Quran were embodied in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just as they were embodied in Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanita lillah. Ibrahim was an ummah. One meaning of that, all of the virtuous qualities you find epitomized in various individuals in a nation. This person is so honest. Brother so-and-so is so honest. Sister so-and-so is so truthful. Brother so-and-so is so faithful when he gives his word. Ibrahim epitomized all of that. And our Prophet alayhi salam, and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it to a whole nother level. كَانَ قُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. Brothers and sisters, many of you here, not all, but many, are concerned with the affair of tasawwuf. Concerned with tasawwuf. One of the definitions of tasawwuf, at tasawwuf kulluhu akhlaq. Tasawwuf is all about good character. فَمَنْ زَادَكَ خُلُقًا فَقَدْ زَادَكَ تَصَوُّفًا. And whoever has increased you in a good characteristic has increased you in tasawwuf. So why do we say that? We say that, my dear brothers and sisters, because the Sufis should be the most upright, shining exemplars of what it means to possess the character of a Muslim. فَمَنْ زَادَكَ خُلُقًا فَقَدْ زَادَكَ تَصَوُّفًا. One who has increased you in good character has increased you in tasawwuf. La ilaha illallah. But you look at the Sufis particularly, and you look at the Muslims generally, are we distinguished as a community and as a subset of that community from the generality of people out there? Many of our students on the college campuses aren't. They're fornicating just as much as the others, drinking alcohol, smoking weed just as much as the others. Someone might say, oh, you're going to make our youngsters depressed. We could go on, we could talk about the old folks and the issues. We shouldn't hesitate to hold ourselves to a higher standard. It's easy to lower the bar. I can't jump over the bar. It's easy to lower the bar to make someone feel good. But as I said, this is a serious matter. It's not about feeling good. We do feel good if we're doing the right thing. Even then, we might question ourselves. It's not about feeling good and pleasing ourselves. It's about feeling good and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about feeling good because we're pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't want to lower the bar so people can feel good. Because you could feel good. You could go in and everyone who's involved in or has been involved is involved in athletics. If your coach eases up to make you feel good and you get out on the field or out on the court or out on the track and you get humiliated, you're mad at your coach. So why didn't you push me? You knew what the competition was like. You knew what the competition was like. Why didn't you push me? And we don't want a single Muslim, yawm al-qiyamah, to say to the ulama, or to the scholars, or to the callers and preachers, Why didn't you push me? You knew what it took to get into Jannah. Why didn't you push me? Why did you just concern yourself with making me feel good? We don't want to lower the bar. We want to strengthen the believer's legs so they can jump over the high bar. Don't lower the bar for yourselves, brothers and sisters. Don't lower your standards. Strengthen your legs. So if your coach said, get in the gym, you have to do more reps of this, more laps of this, more that. And you go out there and you win, even though practice was painful, practice was difficult, practice was challenging, you're going to feel good. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we've succeeded by His grace, not by anything we possess, by His mercy, we're going to thank Allah for that quote-unquote coach who made us get in the gym, do those push-ups, do those squats, run those laps, run those extra laps, put in the extra work. Because it's work. And we're going to feel so good. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, as much as you strive to pray and to fast, make sure you pay your zakat accurately and on time. We have to strive to purify our character, to elevate our character, to try to raise up to the sterling example set by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to lack challenges. It's not going to always be something that doesn't demand that we push ourselves and look deep inside of our souls and examine ourselves and question our intentions and humiliate our nafs. The most dangerous enemy you have is that soul between your two flanks, because it knows you better than anyone other than your Lord. It knows how to trip you up. It knows how to deceive you. It knows how to make you feel good when you should be questioning yourself. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah give us taysir, kabul. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to do our best to purify ourselves, do our best to raise ourselves to the standard set by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom Allah Ta'ala has made us the example for. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have a most excellent example in the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullahi li wa lakum. Wa li sa'il al-mu'minin yaqum astaghfirullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to experience these days surrounding the anniversary of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming into this physical world. Alhamdulillah, These are great days because they commemorate a great occasion. And we'll hear over the course of the coming days, starting tomorrow in this beautiful community, the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the attributes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll leave you with one, which is basic, fundamental. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, "Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'ian ila Allahi bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira." O Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily we have sent you, inna arsalnaka shahidan, as a witness. As a witness. Ask ourselves, are we witnesses for the truth of the Muhammadic message? Are we witness through our character? That's the best witness. Sometimes we'll talk about something very, very beautiful. And where I grew up, the time and place I grew up in, a lot of times people would say, man, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. Or they say, put your money where your mouth is, which didn't literally mean stuff your money in your mouth. It meant as sadaqatu burhan. Charity is a proof. If it's all that, what are you spending for it? It meant, what are you doing that reflects what you're talking about? Put your money where your mouth is. They say things like that. But if they saw it in you, you didn't have to say a word. They will say, actions speak louder than words. Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran, a giver of glad tidings. Ask ourselves, are we as a community giving the glad tidings of Islam to our neighbors in this nation at a time when many of them are being destroyed by the things that Islam has come to cure? Islam has come to cure racism. Look at this congregation. We have people of all backgrounds, ethnicities, so-called races, skin colors, complexion, hair textures. And there is no force in human history that has brought people together in the way that Islam has brought people together. From the very beginning, it brought the Arabs, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Khadija, Aisha, Salama, Habiba, Juwayriya, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. It brought them, the Arabs, together with Salman al-Farisi, with Salman the Persian, the Asian, with Suhaib al-Rumi, Suhaib the European, with Bilal al-Habashi, Baraka, Ayman, al-Habashiya, the Africans, the Asians, the Europeans, the Arabs, brought together from the very beginning. And this has been a role that Islam has played throughout its history. Are we bringing that to this country as it's on the verge of being torn apart by demagogues playing the race card? Not even acknowledging the progress that the nation has made in that regard. Islam, as Arnold Toynbee testifies to, one of our greatest historical minds, Islam can solve the alcohol, the intoxicant problem. Are we bringing that tiding? Probably no one here is an alcoholic. Probably no one here even drinks at all. You saw the United Nations did a study of alcoholism and alcohol consumption. The Muslim nations, despite their struggles, were on the bottom. They're all on the bottom. 1%, 2%, 3% of the people. At a time when our people are being record levels of alcohol consumption and alcohol-related deaths. Record numbers of opioid deaths. There would be over 2 million people dying every year in this country from opioid and opium overdoses, heroin and fake heroin, fentanyl and the rest, if it weren't for Narcan. As it is, 200,000, 300,000 dying. And the numbers would be exponentially higher if they didn't have a drug to revive people. The diseases of despair, depression, even amongst the Muslims, skyrocketing. Suicide, skyrocketing. These are called the diseases of despair. Are we bringing this message to our people? إِنَّهُ لَا يَيَسُ مِنْ رَحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Only a disbelieving people despair of Allah's mercy. Are we bringing that mercy? The prophet we celebrate was described, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We've only sent you as a mercy to all the worlds. Are we sharing that mercy? Are we giving glad tidings of that mercy? مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا, and a warner. Are we warning our people? From the very beginning, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what was he told? يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. Oh, you one wrapped up, rise up and warn your people. Rise up and warn your people. Are we warning our people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just? And His justice will come to bear on the crimes of our nation. The hypocrisy. We told the Israelis to be careful with civilians. And then we supply the bombs to kill the civilians. Not just there, all over the world. The war and the drug wars in Mexico, all those cartels are supplied with American weapons, knowingly smuggled across the border. School shootings, as we had last week. AR-15s, made in the USA. And the same political forces that will not stop the sale of the weapons that we murder each other with here in our schools and our streets, in our hoods, our ghettos, our barrios, and via suicide in our suburbs. Those same forces won't stop the flow of weapons into Latin America and the flow of weapons into Africa. And they're the same forces that won't stop the flow of the bombs that are used in Gaza and increasingly in the West Bank and in Somalia and Afghanistan and Iraq. We have a responsibility. When Adhira, how long can this go on? How long can these extreme economic inequalities, how long can they go on? How long can the big pharma jacking up the prices of drugs 100 times, 200 times what it should be sold for, pricing poor people out of the market? How long can it go on before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says enough is enough? And we're going to add to the list of Ad, wa Thamud, wa Qawmi Lut, wa Quraysh. We're going to add to that list the United States of America. Someone hearing this say, oh, these Muslims, they're not patriots. This is the epitome of patriotism. We rise up and warn our nation is the epitome of patriotism because we are arguing and pleading for the salvation and the perpetuation of this nation. May Allah give us tawfiq. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ. I'm a convert. Someone called me to Islam. Someone took the time to reach out to myself and a whole lot of other lost souls to say there's a better way to live. There's a purpose for your life. There's a mission that you can rise up and work towards. Someone took the time to do that. Are we taking the time to reach out to our fellow citizens? Alhamdulillah, this community is a light from the light of the Habaib. Habaib, du'a. They're callers to the deen. Who brought Islam to all these nations in the Indian Ocean basin, to East Africa, to the lands of the Sawahil, to the Indian, to the Malay Archipelago, who traveled the seas, who went into the jungles, who crossed the deserts to bring Islam to the people there. The Habaib did. If we're walking in their footsteps, why aren't we in the ghettos, in the barrios, the suburbs, the exurbs, Appalachia, calling people to salvation, calling people to guidance, calling people to Islam? May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah give us courage. We talk about, may Allah give us wisdom. Devise plans that appeal to people. That's husnul khuluq, shaja'ah, courage, hikmah, wisdom, adl, justice, iffah, restraint. Da'iyan ilallahi bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira, and as a shining light. Wa sirajan munira, a luminous light. Fakhruddin al-Razi, you mentioned the Habab, are shining lights. But they're shining lights that were lit from the lamp of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And each and every one of us should be a shining light that is lit from the lamp of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fakhruddin al-Razi, when he discusses this verse, this phrase was siraja munira, he said it's a light. It's a lamp or a candle. And no matter how many candles you dip in light from that light, it never decreases the intensity of the original light. My dear brothers and sisters, don't see yourself as someone floundering with no purpose, struggling to get by, just trying to make sure the family stays afloat, make sure the bills get paid. Look at yourself as a light that's been lit from the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at yourself as one who has a responsibility to shine that light on the darkness of our society. Look at yourself as a light that reflects the light of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as he reflected the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a continuum of light. Tala al-Badr alayna, the Badr. No object in our physical world reflects the light of the sun as fully as the full moon. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he was described, is the full moon, shining to the greatest extent humanly possible, the light of Allah. And when the full moon is out, you can see everything clearly. And we are the stars or the planets that are reflecting the light of that full moon. If the analogy holds. If it doesn't, you know what I'm talking about. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah give us strength. May Allah give us wisdom. May Allah give us courage. May Allah make us lovers of justice. Not just social justice, but total justice. Not just justice with people, justice with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we talk about oppression, many of the young people talk about oppression. Don't forget, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Shirk is the greatest oppression. When we talk about oppression, don't forget the oppression right here. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Whoever doesn't repent, they are the oppressors. May Allah bless us to be penitent. And of course, justice with the people. May Allah give us tawfiq. And justice with the people, and we'll conclude on this note because we're way over time. May Allah forgive us for that. Justice with the people is also a function of good character. اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتِ وَاتْبِعْ سَيَّةَ الْحَسْنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِكَ النَّاسَ بِقُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Be mindful of Allah wherever you are. And any misdeed you do, follow it up with a good deed, being waiter will efface it. And treat people, deal with people on the base of good character. وَخَالِكَ النَّاسَ بِقُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ وَمِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَخْلَاقِ الْعَظِيمَةِ في المعاملات مع الناس العدل العدل justice. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وتوفنا مسلمين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلب الدين وكهر الرجال. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا به مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عدانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا يا الله من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. وعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين. اللهم لا ترعى لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مرضا إلا شفيت ولا كربا إلا نفست ولا يتيما إلا آويت ولا ضالا إلا هديت ولا عائلا إلا أغنيت ولا شاهد ولا مجاهدا إلا نصرت ولا داعية إلا أظهرت ولا طاغية إلا أهلكت ولا حاجة لك في هذه الدنيا ولا في الآخرة إلا قضيتها لنا يا رب العالمين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين يا الله, في غزة يا الله, في الضفة الغربية يا الله, في الصومال يا الله, في الهند يا الله, في كشمير يا الله, في سريلانكا يا الله, في الصين يا الله, إخواننا في تركمانستان الشرقية يا الله. اللهم انصرهم يا الله, خفف عنهم يا الله, فرج عنهم يا الله. وفي أفريقيا يا الله, الإخوان في السودان يا الله, يا الله خذ بأيدي أيدي الظلمة, خذ بأيدي أعداء الإسلام والمسلمين يا الله, خذ بأيدي المقاتلين يا الله يا الله والقاتلين يا الله يا الله يا الله خذ بأيديهم يا الله الله يا الله من أراد خيرا لهذه الأمة المحمدية وثق إلى قول خير ومن أراد الشر لها وللمسلمين فخذ أخذ عزيز مقتدر فاجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا الله عليك بعداء الإسلام ولا تدع لنا يا الله عينا لا تدمع ونعوذ بك يا الله من عين لا تدمع من عين لا تدمع من عين لا تدمع ومن قلب لا يخشى ومن قلب لا يخشى ومن قلب لا يخشى ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن نفس لا تشبع يا الله ونعوذ بك يا الله من دعاء لا يسمع من دعاء لا يسمع ويرفع من دعاء لا يسمع ولا يرفع يا الله أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلاما على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.